Father Peyton Pleslett. Well, welcome back, first of all. I'm sure you were off doing, what was it, Focus you work with? Is that
the group? Yeah, so I'm a part-time national chaplain for Focus, which is the Fellowship of Catholic University Students. So a lot of people were probably familiar with it, whatnot. But it's basically they train missionaries to be sent to college campuses all around the country. There's 250 campuses in the U.S. that they serve. And their new staff training is every June. And as a national chaplain, I went down just for 2 weeks to teach a couple classes and help provide, you know, some sacramental and pastoral support for those missionaries as they're getting trained up before they go off to their campuses. So that's what I've been doing the past 2 weeks.
That's awesome.
Good for you. Now back. Mike put on the board here, and I like this topic, the role of parish festivals in building community. And I'm a big proponent of bringing all the different groups of the parish together to work together for one goal, which is, you know, could be big or small, depending on your parish size, of the parish festival. Because I have very fond memories of diverse parishes, especially when I lived in Florida. You had your, not only your English-Spanish divide, you had then your divisions in the Spanish community. You had your Cubans, you had your Colombians, you had your Venezuelans and Argentinians, Dominicans. So it really brought everyone together, and it was really executed well, and just the few days of it had just a sense of all of us working for purpose for our parish home. That I think the benefits of it went beyond the 3-day festival, and just in my layperson opinion. So I'm anxious to hear how you think that parish festivals can build community.
Yeah, I think the way I read that question is a little broader too, because I think we need to talk first about just what the point of festivals are, or like I would use the word holiday. Right. Because I think this is referring not just to like parish festivals once a year, like the big lawn party or whatnot, but I think this refers to just the liturgical calendar, you know, and like the holidays and the feast days. You know, that's where festival is, the feast day. Right. It's where do we get those and stuff? And I always tell people, you know, every single community that you belong to, okay, is united around a common worship, okay? And what I mean by that, generally speaking, is that every single group of people is united around a central object of your devotion and sacrifice, okay? So I'm saying worship very broadly speaking, right? Not in a strictly religious sense. But so for example, as the United States of America, we are a huge community celebrating our 250th anniversary. It's a big year. So as the United States, we are united around a common value and common set of values and principles. Okay. Well, I would put probably above all else the idea of liberty, you know, kind of the post and the kind of enlightenment political ideal of liberty that the nation was founded on. That's kind of the thing we all agree to. And it's the thing that we all sacrifice individual things. We all sacrifice a little bit in order to kind of bring about liberty within our country. Right. But so when you have a community that's kind of gathered around that, you could think about sports teams too, right? If you think about a college football team, that community is united around the ideal of playing football and winning football games and all those kinds of things. Anyway, when you have a community that is united around this kind of central ideal or central value or central goal, what then happens within that community is that everything else that that community does, they do in order to serve that central goal. And one of the things that communities do is they ritualize their celebration and their identity by celebrating holidays or feast days or off days. In the United States of America, we celebrate the 4th of July. We celebrate all these different holidays throughout the year that you get to get off of work for, Memorial Day, Labor Day, you know, all these different things. These are our national holidays, Okay, but we're also in part, we're also a Christian nation, so we typically also have holidays like Christmas, in the US. But it's interesting, if you were to look at like the official political holidays, we're coming up on Juneteenth, so the US creates holidays in order to celebrate its own values. Okay. And the reason I'm bringing this up is the church is the same. The church is a community of people. And actually, the word holiday literally means, if you break it up, it means holy day. Holy day. That's like, so that's what you don't do work on the holy day because you have to celebrate something bigger, than that. And so in the church, we also have holidays, we have holy days, we have feast days, memorials, and the highest are called solemnities. And these are those holy days of obligation, in part. Those are the days where you show up to mass during a certain season, and all of a sudden the priest is wearing a different color and you're kind of confused. Like that's, those are our feast days and holy days and holidays and stuff. Now, this is why I think it's important to understand this. In the United States, and I'm not saying this as an accusation, I'm saying this as an invitation, but one thing I have noticed as a priest in the United States is that we as American Catholics, we celebrate American holidays and never celebrate Catholic holidays. And to me, that's a big concern because it communicates to me that most of us as American Catholics, we celebrate in the way that we live our lives, like practically. We actually celebrate our Americanism more than we celebrate our Catholicism, our Christianity. And I'm not, you can absolutely celebrate American holidays. That's, I think, part of patriotism. It's a virtue, to celebrate your kind of national identity and heritage. But to, to take a week of vacation for 4th of July and spend $3,000 on fireworks, and then to not be bothered to show up on August 15th for the Assumption, for the holy day of obligation, to me is a wild misunderstanding of who we are, as people. And so like, and that's the thing, I love this because back in the day, in the kind of the older times between rivalry between the Protestants and the Catholics in Europe, it was actually funny. The Protestants got really mad at the Catholics in Europe because they accused them of taking too many days off of work for the various feast days and holidays that the Catholics celebrate. And I think that's interesting. And I think that same spirit, you remember, I mean, we are a Christian country as a US, but never forget that we were founded by Protestants. And so we have a little bit of that Protestant ethos as well, underlying our attitude towards things like work. And so if you were to be like, hey, I want to take off work every major solemnity throughout the year, most of you would probably get fired. You know what I mean? Like your boss would be like, hey, that's too many days, to celebrate. And I get that. And I understand that. But at the same time, we as a nation, what that proves to me is we have, as a nation, prioritize work over celebrating feast days and holidays. Like our priority is for the productivity. And so we're not willing to sacrifice a little productivity in order to honor the feast days and solemnities of God, And just to be clear, real quick, just to be clear, other religions get away with this because they're minority religions. When they have their holidays and whatnot, they get away with it. I think if we as Catholics, as a block group, just decided that every single holy day of obligation was also a day where we shouldn't go to work and we should have off days, I think we'd be able to do it. But we'd have to kind of stand up for that, And so, anyway.
I think, well, thank you, first of all. I had never looked at it through that lens, the feast days. I think there's a couple problems with why it's evolved to this way is number one, culturally, even though we have a large percentage of Catholics in the country, it's not in the majority or practicing, I should say, that would recognize. So I think culturally, Catholics coming up, they don't recognize the beauty or need for celebration for a feast like the Assumption or something like that. So we have that going in culturally. And then, to be fair, they do pick and choose their days to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. They are all out there, but I don't think in the liturgical sense. I think more in like the cultural sense that is one holiday that has taken over the culture. And gosh darn it, look what they did to it. It's a drink fest.
Well, the same as St. Valentine's feast day.
Uh-huh,
And I think what we see is in the U.S., mm-hmm. the only holidays we celebrate are the holidays that you can market for commercial use. Okay?
I love your cynicism.
I mean, that's genuinely. So let's get back to our original thing real uh-huh. quick with the last few minutes.
Uh-huh.
The parish then is important because I think the parish becomes the locus of our actual lived faith. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you don't just belong to the church, you know, that's like, it's very easy to think that way, but no, we belong to a local community that is part of this universal church. And so the parish becomes, I think, the living actual context of our faith. And so when you're asking about parish festivals specifically, I love the idea of parishes coming together and celebrating because there are things to stop working and come and celebrate about. You know what I mean? And I think the parish is a great place to create those kinds of traditions and celebrations. I really do believe every single parish should have a parish festival during its feast day. You know what I mean? If you are, for example, down where you guys are, if you were at Christ the King, mm-hmm. Every year on Christ the King Sunday, that should be a huge day for Christ the King. Same with St. Lawrence. And every parish has its own patronage. And I think they should celebrate, you know, they should celebrate with some kind of bigger parish festival with that includes a mass and maybe some liturgy, maybe, you know, all these different things. And because I do think it's like when you celebrate a birthday. It's like a time to just pause and rejoice in a life in front of you. Mm. And I think sometimes as Catholics, we get into this little rut of I come to Mass on Sunday and then I go about my day. And that's like all I do. I kind of engage in the faith in this kind of very controlled way. And also I think sometimes we can fall into the trap of, well, you know, the weekend is the time for faith practice, but during the week, that's work time. You know what I mean? I'm like, my biggest encouragement, don't fall into the American definition of what you are and who you should be. You know, fall into the Christian definition, and you are always Christian. And so even on Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays as well are great days, you know, to be Catholic and to celebrate that Catholic heritage. And I don't know. So I think parish festivals are great for building community, but even just like helping us understand who we are and kind of what we're about, you know?
Yeah, it's just so countercultural, Father, because you have to be so intentional about it. You'd need someone that would really take it on as their baby and go, this is what we should be doing. Because you're right, it is so easy to fall just into the rhythms of life and let the culture kind of dictate how we're supposed to live, you know?
Well, and we are called to live as a cooperative force, but also like an enlightening force within our culture. You know, I'm not saying we need to start taking 3 days, 4 or 5 days off every week to celebrate. But my point is, as Catholics, are we even aware of what the feast day are this week, if there are any? Are we aware of the memorials? And do we in any way celebrate the saints' feast days that come up? Do we tell their stories? Do we make an effort to go to daily mass on those special days, you know, even if we don't have to? And so I think there's like little ways in which we individually, and then even we as a parish, can kind of help to celebrate our identity as Catholics in a much broader way. And I think what that ends up doing is the more we have these kinds of festivals and annual celebrations, we feel more and more a part of the family of the church. Because we have our little traditions. Every family has their holiday traditions, and I think our parishes should too.
Amen.
I think, Father, you should put this as a chapter in that book you're going to write. That Todd's encouraging you. Father Peyton Plesla, good stuff. Could we get your blessing before you leave?